it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey.
You feeling good, Hugh?
I feel pretty good today.
You ready to see those Powder Blues again tomorrow night?
Powder Blues, yes.
Yep. Mm-hmm. They'll get them washed and dried, folded.
Yeah, by the wash people.
Back to the stadium. 6:08 first pitch tonight, which means it's a 3:08 local time out there. We dealing with shadows tonight? I didn't thought about that.
Why'd you have to? Why'd you have to even utter that word?
Are both teams dealing with shadows tonight?
We know that this is only a Phillies problem.
What was that? Bone, right? Was it Bone? No, Bone had probably the camera.
Yeah.
They had 19 strikeouts in the first game against Mackenzie Gore because they couldn't see with the shadows.
So I was listening. I actually thought about this last night because I was listening to the Cubs and Brewers last night. Mm-hmm. And that game was, you know, in the window that tonight's Phillies game will be, like that 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock range.
Mm-hmm.
And they were talking on the Cubs broadcast last night about the shadows at Wrigley Field. So I guess we could have some shadows. So how about get an early lead and then get a bunch of strikeouts and get the hell out of there and get back to Philadelphia? 215-592-9494. All right, before we get back to everyone's phone calls here, we got a lot to discuss the rest of the way as we start looking forward to tonight, game number 4. Are the Dodgers starting to feel a little pressure? That certainly feels like. Let's hear from some of those guys last night after the game. Mookie Betts. Let's start with Mookie postgame.
Mookie being like, you know, the mental part of this game, you guys are still up 2-1.
Yeah, I mean, that's, yeah, the consensus of this interview feels like we're eliminated. So I think we have to understand that we're still up 2-1. Obviously, there's a lot of pressure on us to play the game, but, you know, that's pressure is a privilege, and just go out and play it.
You heard that. Pressure's a privilege.
Yeah.
I heard that.
It also seemed like he was not thrilled with the line of questioning.
I mean, but it's a valid question.
No, I know, but the way he says, like, well, you guys are talking like we just got eliminated.
Well, and the reason why I say it's a valid question, for him to be upset about it, they're obviously feeling some kind of way.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, shout out to the lady that sent me Yamamoto's when he was yelling on the mound. Mm-hmm. I thought that was pretty cool. There's something to be said about you winning the game the way that they won and for them to feel that pressure that immediate. It's hard to close a team out. That's a fact. Even in, you know, you hear that in basketball all the time. It's hard to close a team out. And you knew that the Phils were going to come out and fight. But for you to have that level of frustration, knowing that you're in control, that's telling to me.
Yeah.
That's telling because you might feel like, you know, this thing has turned for the worse for you.
The funny part is we're kind of where we probably were expected to be
as far as
2-1 Dodgers going to game 4. I mean, we kind of blew game 2 at the end, mm-hmm. and it would have a real chance to win the game. And then I think if it was 1-1 and they won game 3, none of us would have been super surprised, right? They're back at home.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of evened out. I mean, like, we're back now. Now we got a series, and now we got Sanchez on the mound.
Yeah.
And we have the advantage.
It's no longer win 3 games in a row.
It's win 1. And then it's a winner take all. Win 1. Just win a game. All right. Who else we got here? We got Kike Hernandez. What do you have to say after the game?
Every pitch tonight, they're playing like there's no tomorrow because there's literally no tomorrow for them. So for us, it's about coming out the same way. That's a team that we don't want to let get hot. That team can, you know, get hot and run through a month like it's like before you know it. So for us, it's just about a matter of, you know, setting the tone early, you know, trying to punch first and try to keep adding on to where, you know, we bury them. But a team that dangerous, you don't want to give them any signs of life and any signs of hope.
Yeah,
uh-oh.
That's telling.
Uh-oh, Kike's feeling it.
That's telling.
Mm-mm.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, because it's true. Because when you talked about this series, and they said it at the beginning of the game, you know, your three biggest hitters before that game didn't do a whole lot.
Yep.
and they woke up. Now, the flip side of that, your guys really haven't did a whole lot of damage. He's the Dodger guys.
Well, Otani's been silent, basically.
Yeah. So it's a fact. And it just looks like last night, I think that's what I heard when you hear him talking. You're worried about the momentum shift from last night. That was a hell of an outing. I mean, you know, and then for me, at the end of the game, when you saw the mistakes that the Dodgers made in outfield, that's kind of what we looked like when we were here. So you have a chance tonight if you can just keep the pressure on. You got a chance.
Yeah, and they have this is the first starting pitcher the Dodgers are going to throw out there that the Phillies really could get to. They got to Yamamoto last night. I just thought that they did a good job. I didn't think Yamamoto was terrible. They just they got to him a little bit. They couldn't get to Snell. They couldn't get to Ohtani. They can get to Glass now. I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if they got him. I mean, he's good and he's talented, certainly, but he can give four runs in the third or fourth inning. All right, let's hear one more. Max Muncy last night.
We want to finish this tonight, and we don't want to let anything slip away from us. And that's one of those things where when you talk about momentum, if you don't finish it tonight, you feel like it's slipping away. And that's definitely not something that you want to have happen.
I mean, they're talking this thing into existence here. I mean,
we're
going to rev all these up heading into Saturday. I mean, for them, obviously, they hope it doesn't matter what they say last night because they think they're going to win tonight. But Hugh, it sounds like they realize the gravity of now the situation. They let the Phillies back in, and if they don't win tonight, they're going to be in some troubles here Saturday.
Yeah, that's what it is, Joe. And it feels like that from you talk about, you know, when Yamamoto was out there having his meltdown on the mound to what they're saying. They have a tremendous amount of respect for this team, and they had them against the ropes. Now it's like it's up in the air.
It really does feel like the momentum has shifted.
Totally. It does.
And it's crazy.
An early lead tonight for the Phillies, that place is going to get tight. The way that it got tight here when the Dodgers went up a couple nights ago.
Yep.
Let's go.
I also think if we get this to game five, we will see the best environment that we've seen at Citizens Bank Park in a long time. Oh,
yeah, it's a different kind of environment.
Completely different. Yeah. We might get that edge back. Like, we're about to take this thing. Yeah. We're going to do it.
Because it goes from we're supposed to win to we were dead and you let us back. You gave us life again. Now we're going to crush you.
What was that quote said? Don't let us win this game.
That's right.
They let
the Phillies back in. Will in South Philly. What's up, Will?
Good morning, gentlemen. How y'all feeling today?
What's up,
Will? We're feeling good. Will, how you feeling?
I am feeling great. And I watched the postseason. Hey, I haven't called you guys in a minute. I know the last time that we talked, we had a good conversation. Hugh, I know you don't remember, but I was your therapist. I calmed you down. You was sparking up that morning, and Will from South Philly came in and calmed you down, and you said, thank you, Will. So now I'm saying you're welcome.
Well, thank you, Will. Thank you.
But Hugh, sometimes I'll be listening to this radio show, bro, and Hugh, they be going in too deep to the white meat. And Hugh, I know that you are calmed down now. You're more of a, you know, renaissance man. But then, Hugh, you go to 100. Hugh, my brother, I don't want you to lose it. I want you to calm down. I want you to stay at peace.
He doesn't want you in HR.
I haven't been in HR in a couple weeks.
Yeah. A couple weeks?
Well, I haven't. Like,
Hugh, calm down.
I said that.
That's
not
way
like,
sooner than I would have hoped.
Couple weeks.
It's been a couple weeks. I haven't seen HR lady in a couple weeks.
I haven't seen. No, ever seen.
I love your personality and your sense of humor.
Well, thank you.
But I know because I can sense it because in some ways I'm the same way. Sometimes you'd be like, oh my God, he about to dip out.
Nah, I'm good.
Good. That's what I want to hear, my brother.
Talk to the HR lady.
You know what? I want to make 2 points. And I really want to make my Eagles point, so let me make my Phillies point real quick.
Okay.
Hey, man, I was concerned. I was concerned about Topper, and I was concerned about my man on the mound starting the first two innings because I was like,
Nola.
If this don't work out, Topper is out of here without no question, and it happened to work out really good for him. He had a plan, and I'm glad that he executed that plan. I really believe, man, that we're having a great conversation Thursday, but tomorrow can be a different day.
Oh, yeah, we know. We're not, you know, the reality of the situation is this. We're still looking at elimination. But today we celebrate life. I mean, that's a fact. You celebrate life because you're still alive.
Absolutely.
And I'm with it. But at the same time that we had a bad weekend for Philly, we haven't had this bad of a weekend in a long time. The Eagles lost. The Phillies lost, but guess what? We can rectify that situation with one game tonight because they both play on the same night. we come out there and beat the Giants, not just beat them, but what they asked, and we come out there and beat the L.A. Dodgers and bring it back to Philly.
Yeah, that's a different. That's a different animal.
No, it is. Will, man, appreciate the phone call and helping Hugh out there. Only a couple weeks since HR.
Yeah, it's been a couple weeks.
Called you in the office.
Yeah, it was a couple weeks.
All right, a little programming note tonight because we got a lot going on, obviously. So the Phillies tonight, if you are going to listen to the Phils game, if you're going to be moving around, obviously it starts at 6, so a lot of people are still going to be probably heading home. The Phillies game tonight can be heard 103.9 KYW or 1210 WPHT. That's where the Phils game will be. Hugh, of course, the Eagles game tonight will be right here at 94 WIP. So, you know, we know it's just, you know, habit. You go to the Phils game, you go to WIP. It's not on WIP tonight because we have the Eagles on WIP. Someone's got to move over. So to our sister stations, KYW and WPHT will be airing the Phillies game tonight. All right, let's go to Casey up next on WIP. Hey, Casey.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Casey, we're doing well. How are you feeling?
Hey, Casey.
Oh, I'm feeling so good. We are so, so back. I've got a few points to make. I think that Glasnow, he looks just like Oppenheimer. So
he really does. Barber, he does look like him.
You mean the, right? the
Peaky Blinders guy? His name's Cillian Murphy,
yes.
Cillian Murphy.
He looks like a big version of him. Yep.
Exactly. So we need Schwarber to hit another nuke off him. That would be huge. My second point is with all this Mark Sanchez talk in the news.
How are we getting Mark Sanchez? How are we here?
Well, she brought it up.
You're good.
I mean, we did talk about it on Monday.
Yeah,
we brought
I'm just
it
saying
up.
That yeah. We didn't talk about
and
it.
You've been hanging around with Mark.
The only Sanchez for me right now is Christopher. He's going to lock it down. We're going to win tonight. And Phillies in 5. And Hugh?
Yes.
You need to hammer the Philly special parlay ASAP.
The special parlay? I need to do the parlay?
I think you mean all three teams tonight? Is that it?
Yes.
Yeah. Flyers money line, Eagles money line, Phillies money line. Casey, good phone call there.
I'll take that one.
How about that? Mark Sanchez has gone from, I remember him. He's a good broadcaster now, to just a joke in the matter of 3 years.
Man, he beat that old man up, man.
Oh, those pictures were rough. I don't know what's going to be. And by the way, the guy who got beat up by Sanchez.
No, he's suing everybody named Mama.
Not just suing Mark Sanchez, suing Fox. That's a big money coming to that guy.
I was just going to put that parlay in. I forgot I hit two-legger yesterday, Hugh. So I'm going to roll.
Are you vibrating a different frequency?
Just my third eye.
Yeah.
Yeah, he got me on that one.
Didn't even have to cross state lines to cash out of that one.
I had to go state lines.
Yeah. Cubs-Tigers money line.
Did you write down the number, Hugh? 1-800.
Gambler. I mean, I say it every day.
Obviously, it's not getting through.
Do you?
No, I just was like, I wanted to cash out and see what I got.
What if the Phillies are underdogs?
What are we getting? Plus
110, but the Dodgers are minus 130. Sanchez Glasnow, that's surprising. Maybe it's home. I don't know, but.
Yeah. No,
it feels like the pitching matchup is like heavily in our favor.
I would think so, too. Now they didn't use all their leverage, guys. Right? No Sheehan, no Sasaki last night. Right. But we didn't use Duran. Yeah, I mean,
that's right.
We're gonna get the best. Like, there's no Kershaws or Taiwans tonight. Like, look, tonight is unless something goes weird, it's gonna be a game where the best pitchers each team has are used.
We were heavy underdogs yesterday.
That's right. And look what happened.
So we got the Flyers. We're taking Flyers. We're gonna take the Flyers tonight.
What do you think, Kyle?
It's a must win for the Flyers, by the way.
I think it's more of a can't lose. It's opening night. So what's that number on a three-leg the Philly special tonight?
Let's cook it up.
And we got to put all three together here. We're going Eagles money line or the number?
Of course.
We're going money line. Wait a minute,
money line's weak.
It is weak. But
we have to kick the Giants' ass.
I agree with you. They should. But do we trust this offense to win by margin? This Eagles offense?
It's not that. It's I trust the Giants' offense and defense to stink.
Well, they suck.
I trust the Giants to stink.
All right. So we drop in the 7.5.
I'm
on
doing
the Eagles?
The 7.5.
Okay.
And then the Flyers one, if you throw that in, let's see. We will get, the Flyers are plus 176.
Ooh, we're getting two plus monies on
here. That's plus 1031.
A 10 to 1?
Hey, wait a minute. Are we going to do that? Are we going to throw in the parlay, sweeten the pot a little bit, Jalen Hurts anytime touchdown? Can we do that?
See, this is how you have, this is why, this
you're
is
getting greedy.
1-800
you're getting
gambling.
Greedy.
Wait a minute, because I like even numbers. 4 is better than 3.
I know, but you know what this is?
No way to bet.
I already know how this is going
to
play
that's
out.
That's no way to gamble. I like even numbers.
Four, because it's 4 is better than 3.
This isn't the lottery,
this
dude.
This is how the sharps do it. They just
No, I'm saying, though.
So here's, I know what's going to happen already. If we put the Jalen Hurts anytime touchdown score in, Phillies are going to win. right? That game starts at 6. Flyers are going to win that. What time does the Flyers start? 7? Around 7:15 tonight?
Yes.
Okay. So the last game's the Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be up 10 in the fourth quarter. Jalen has not scored a touchdown yet, and you're crossing state lines to go to Pennsylvania to cash out of the parlay.
Okay, so take I had A.J. Brown in an anytime touchdown, too. So take that out.
Just keep it simple.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. But it's unbalanced. Now my parlay is unbalanced.
But it's 10-1. Balance that.
Unbalanced.
It's unbalanced because it's only 3. I need one more.
You need
in my parlay.
You need either a therapist, an intervention, or lessons.
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying. It's just
all three, maybe. Yeah. Let's go to Bill in Glassboro as Hugh figures this out. What's up, Bill?
Hey, Kyle. Hey, Kyle, you don't have to cue music up for me. I'm the change of pace call.
Oh, okay. All right, Bill. We can just change up. Yeah, well, Sanchez is going to throw a lot of them tonight. Bill, what do you got for us?
I got two words for you guys. Let's go.
Let's go, Bill. What are you feeling today?
I'm feeling really good. I'll tell you what. I owe you an apology and my wife because yesterday – they both said that the Phillies were going to win because of their powder blue unis, and my wife actually said Hugh's right, so she wanted to say hi to you, Hugh.
Tell her
hey,
I said
Hugh.
Hello. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I am awesome. The Phillies won last night.
Let me tell you, they look so good in those powder blue unis. I'm just saying, it was a nice, refreshing change for them, and I think they need to stick with those right now.
Yeah, they do. As a matter of fact, they have no choice. They're going to wear them tonight. So yeah, there's that.
Hey guys.
Yes.
On a more statistical note here, I'm feeling really good about tonight for a few reasons. One, the pressure is back on them, and you could tell that last night.
Mm-hmm.
All those mistakes in the field that we were making in the first two games, once we hit that big bomb and started putting on some tack on runs. They were committing all kinds. They were kicking the ball around in the outfield, overthrowing bases. They were rattled. But the other thing I like about tonight is Glasnow. He throws his fastball, I think, 41% of the time. And our left-handed hitters, they are one of the top teams in the league against righties throwing fastballs. So, and the last time we faced Glasnow and he was a starter, I think we knocked him out in the third inning. He gave up 5 runs.
Yeah, I think it was the game here in April. It was raining, and he was a big baby about the mud in his spikes. I mean, he
was crying.
We can rattle him, Bill. He's obviously talented, but he can be rattled tonight.
Yes, he can.
Bill, good phone call, and we appreciate you and your wife calling in. Thank you.
That was awesome.
Enjoy tonight, guys. Let's go, Phil. Enjoy
Yoo-hoo.
It. We appreciate it. How about that? A little family call?
Yeah, the powder blues.
Yeah. You really resonated the powder blues.
I did. It did. Yeah. It resonated with me because it's like I said, there's a lot of history in those powder blues.
You know, the last time they wore them on the road in the postseason was 1983.
Yeah, history. Yeah. That's what I meant, man. And it might not mean something to other people, but it has to mean something to them. You know, and I'm pretty sure that there was probably some conversation about the last time that powder blues were worn and things of that. So, yeah, it definitely resonates with the players.
So one thing for tonight with the Glasnow matchup, and we'll start looking ahead to the game tonight, he's a guy that relies on chase. Like, tonight's a night where the Phillies need to be really disciplined. He will walk batters, but, Hugh, he throws a lot of stuff that looks like a strike, and then it drops out of the zone. This is one of those where, like, the old Phillies, and we all want to believe and think they're different. The old Phillies would swing and miss at a lot of junk from Tyler Glasnow. This is one, let him throw balls. Let him rack his pitch count up and get out of the game in the fifth inning because he's walking the ballpark. He will walk people, but Hugh, he wants you to swing at bad pitches. That's what Tyler Glasnow does. We need Trey, like the more of our free swingers, Castellanos tonight, they need to be disciplined and not swing at the junk from Tyler Glasnow. Because he'll throw it. Terrence in Springfield is up. Hey, Terrence.
Terrence.
Is this what y'all wanted to see?
Yes, Terrence.
Is this what y'all wanted to see, man? The Phillies had their Jalen Hurts moment. Man, we got all the momentum right now, man. This is the first time I saw them look loose in an elimination game. They didn't look tight. And, guys, if we win this series right now, as he was saying, we got the powder blues, man. The mystique about them uniforms, man, I think we're like 9-1, they said, on the broadcast last night.
Mm.
And to me, I feel like the Phillies, they wanted to wear them. They wanted this pressure, man. And I can respect the heart. I can respect all these guys, man. Because, guys, we got 2 more wins. One more win tonight to bring it back home, man. But, guys, Aaron Nola pitched masterful last night. Ranger Suarez, masterful last night. And this series, guys, our big bats have woken up, man. We got home runs. We got stolen bases yesterday. That was a total, complete team win yesterday. And we had Topper pulling all the strings last night. We saw Topper wasn't getting caught up in the moment, making those costly decisions to cost us the game. The whole team looked loose yesterday. They were in attack mode. And guys, to me, they looked locked in from the start of the game to the end of the game. Now, I don't want to get the Phillies no excuses, guys, but I felt like playing these three games in a row, they got a momentum. They got a flow now because the layoff, it does something to batters, man. Like the batters, they have like they get like, you know, they don't get the timing down. So it's not an excuse for them. To me, we feel like the better team out of this series. We could easily be up in the series, guys, if a couple things swung our way. But guys, you hit the key moment right last now. This guy can be rattled. Joe, you just said he was complaining about the rain last time.
Yeah, he's a big baby. Like a little punk, he's a baby.
Like a little punk ass.
Yeah, exactly.
We win tonight, guys. Okay. We win tonight. The Dodgers will get bungholitis. I believe they will start to get tight in this series.
Now we're talking, Terrence. Terrence, good phone call, buddy. As the Phillies have changed and flipped the momentum. Ava Graham's got an event tonight.
Ava.
She's joining us. Ava, how
Saber.
What a night we got tonight.
It is going to be crazy tonight. So you can join me for a Bud Light away game watch party tonight at Harleysville Hotel, 496 Main Street in Harleysville, PA. You have a chance to win tickets to the next Birds home game and other prizes. Plus, cheer on the Phillies at the same time. That's tonight, 7:15 p.m. I'll be there at the Harleysville Hotel. Fly, you'll fly.
And go Phils. Go Phils.
Ring the bell, right?
We got
it. It's going to be a good time. Thanks, guys.
You got it, Ava. Join Ava tonight for her event. All right, we got a lot coming up here. Phillies take game three. They have life. And we got another game tonight. All right, I want to get to another win the Phillies got late in the game last night. And you might have been dozing off when this happened, but it doesn't show up in the box score, but I thought it's something that happened last night late in the game that gives them a way better chance of winning tonight's game. We'll hit that. Your phone calls as well. 215-592-9494 for Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Fall is here. Matter of fact, it was kind of cold this morning. You know what that means? It's time for comfort food and tailgates. Nothing brings heat to your table like Hatfield Recipe Essentials Chorizo. Picture this, people. Cheesy chorizo dip bubbling on the table or in a pot of hearty chili on the crisp, cold days, game days, as a matter of fact. With Hatfield, you're getting flavor you can trust because they put better care into every step for better pork on your plate. Find recipes at simplyhatfield.com. Hatfield, better care, better pork.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.